It's the Tim Ridley Show.
Got an email from one of our road dogs that Interstate 74 in Champaign, Illinois is closed and they have you running 150. Don't know why. We've tried to find out information on it during the break and hadn't been able to find anything on it, so we'll continue to do so before we part the airways today. But right now it is time for Ryan Maxwell. Ryan is the CEO and founder of Fluid Health and Fitness. Ryan, good morning to you. Oh, Ryan, are you there?
I'm there. Tim, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, we're just anxiously awaiting to hear what's on tap this morning, as you always have some great things to talk about with us, to discuss, and give us a lot of things to think about, too, as we move along our daily life.
Well, you know, today we wanted to jump right into specifics for long-haul truckers. You know, ultimately, different occupations expose people to different levels of adaptive stress on their body, and certain occupations are known to be more stressful physically than others. And one of the occupations that fall into the higher levels of injuries are actually long-haul truckers. And it's just essentially due to the nature of the work, with, you know, long periods of sitting with repetitive movements and heavy lifting. It can set the body up to be more prone or susceptible to injury. So there's some things that you want to think about to prevent these things from occurring by combating, redundancy of the postures or, you know, the patterns of movement that you complete. One thing to think about here, Tim, is, you know, what you do consistently molds your body. The body's really kind of beautiful in that way. It'll create an adaptive change to protect the body if it's exposed to a consistent source of force or, you know, consistent pattern. So if you rake the yard, you're going to get a callus. If you let your foot rotate in and dump in every time you walk, you're going to get a bone spur on the big toe. You know, so you're going to get ossification from the pressure on the bone. Your muscles can become fibrotic because of excessive scar tissueing from overuse. And so these mechanisms in the body are really fortifications to protect the area from the exposure to the stress, because it believes it's going to happen again. And so that can be a good thing or a bad thing, depending upon the level of the exposure and whether or not it alters the balance of tension between the muscles or your center of gravity. So again, bone or structural abnormality or muscular, you know, stiffness, adaptive shortening, those things can really start to put the body into a position or posture, and then that can create impingement on the nerves, which creates pain, and then circulation can be impacted by that, and that can create all sorts of problems down the road. So ultimately, just knowing that the way that we live our life can position us in a way that alters our biomechanics and our movement quality, and that can actually lead to injury and pathology. So just important to know that we can combat it, and there are some things that you can do to improve the outcomes. And a couple of statistics I'll leave with you guys here on the musculoskeletal injuries for long truckers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, truck drivers have a higher rate of musculoskeletal disorders than workers in other industries. So again, just a higher probability that you're going to get hurt. The Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine found that among sample of over 1,200 long-haul truckers, 70% reported experiencing pain and discomfort in at least one part of their body, primarily in the lower back and in the neck areas. So again, this is not new, I'm guessing, to your listeners. We know that the majority are actually experiencing some kind of discomfort. So we wanted to make sure that we gave you guys something that you could think about doing, or some things that you can do to improve the outcome. So the article that we've written for you guys is on our website. You go to fluidhealthandfitness.com under our patient resources. There's a biomechanics education there, and you guys can go there and it'll describe some of the stuff that we're talking about today. But ultimately, what we want you guys to know is that you can do some exercises to help to prepare your body so that you can reduce the overuse of those other things. So ultimately, when we're thinking about changing our posture or our muscle balance, we just have to do the opposite actions of what we do on a regular basis. If you're doing something redundantly, it's overusing certain muscles. There are pairs of muscles that are now being compromised, and those muscles need to be strengthened. And that would fall into a corrective exercise pattern that would be given as like an intervention. So some things to improve these issues while stretching, because you want to open up the muscles that have excessive muscle tension. And just remember that the nervous system controls how well the muscles stretch or if they contract the right way. So sometimes the muscles become overactive and you use your nervous system to employ certain muscles more than others. And so they become tense. They have a higher tension or recruitment rate, which makes them more susceptible to use. And so again, that can pull on the joint structure. So these muscles, you can stretch to inhibit that stretch tone. It's called a reactive stretch tone, and get the muscle tension back to neutral so that it stops tethering on the joint structure, pulling it into an excursion and then leading to pain and impingement. So making sure that the muscles are nice and mobile, or that the joints are mobile by making sure that the balance of tension in the muscles are supported. And some of the key areas to stretch would be like the lower back, your hip flexors, the upper chest muscles around the front of your chest and your neck, the front of your neck. These are all really overactive muscles from being in a seated position for a long period of time. Sometimes the traps around the back of the neck, those guys become stretched and tensed. So stretching through there or providing blood flow and circulation is a good thing. Another exercise grouping would be, again, core strength. And we talk a lot about that in prior episodes, but ultimately we want people to acknowledge or distinguish the difference between your inner core and your outer core. I know this was new to me when I was learning about this stuff. I was like, there's an inner one and an outer one. But the inner one is the important one. And it's the one that's hard to target because we don't know how to volitionally engage muscles that are typically non-volitional or reflex-based, like our transverse abdominis and pelvic floor. So doing specific core muscles that actually help to support the spinal alignment so that when you're sitting, you don't think about it. So again, a lot of times people say sit up straight or put lumbar support in your back, and that's all well and good. But if the muscles of the intrinsic core aren't supportive, it's going to be very hard for you to maintain a neutral spinal alignment. So there are very specific core exercises that can be done that involves respiration and basically bowel movement contraction muscles. If you use all these muscles in the right sequence, you can actually fortify the stability of the spinal segments and keep them nice and neutral when you're sitting for long periods of time. And that brings us to our next area, which is corrective exercise, not just doing stretching and core work just to do it, but actually doing specific protocols that address the muscle imbalances. And that just takes a screen or a movement screen from a skilled biomechanist or, movement specialist. They're going to look at your muscle imbalances and see how the joint structures move and how they maintain their posture, and then create a corrective exercise program based on their observations from the screen. And this can go a really long way in balancing out your body and improving your quality of life and reducing pain and chronic pain. And we really would suggest doing that. Fluid offers virtual screens online so people can get an understanding of what these muscle imbalances are. And we also offer a free video series on YouTube where you can be educated on some of these things. So if you're experiencing pain or discomfort in certain areas, there's a suggested intervention. Again, while we're on it, it's good to note that if you are experiencing pain for whatever reason, you should be consulting with a qualified healthcare provider or a physical therapist, and especially before you start something new. So if you're feeling pain and you're like, yeah, you know, I want to do something, I'm going to go try something, it's best to go have a set of eyes on you that are skilled, that can determine whether or not this would be in your best interest. So make sure to check in with your provider before you get started on anything. And finally, you know, for exercise.
What we're going to do right now, Ryan, we're going to pause just for a moment for our break, and then we'll head right back to what the next point you were going to make as well. And by the way, our producer, Dre, he says that he's writing everything down that you're saying, so he's going to put it to work. We'll be back on the other side of these messages. Ryan Maxwell with Fluid Health and Fitness is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. Truck drivers are the unsung heroes and backbone of America. When our heroes need support, they turn to the St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. The St. Christopher Fund is a truck driver's charity that steps in to cover necessity household expenses when illness or injury takes a driver off the road. Learn more about the St. Christopher Fund or donate today at truckersfund.org.
Earning rewards with Travel Centers of America just got even easier because now there's no Ultra One card needed. Simply enter your phone number for seamless access at the pumps, shops, kiosks, fuel desks. If you still have your Ultra One card, feel free to continue using it, but no new ones will be issued going forward. So use the TruckSmart app and visit TA, Petro Stopping Centers, and TA Express Travel Centers to redeem Ultra One points and Ultra credits. And these can be used in the store, at participating restaurants, and for parking and showers. You'll enjoy the convenience of cardless rewards.
Please visit tapetro.com/Ultra One for official program rules.
The Joshua Chamberlain Society is unlike any other veterans organization. Their mission is to make wounded veterans and families of deceased veterans feel the support and appreciation of their community for life. Our veterans' injuries are permanent, and so is the JCS support. From monetary assistance like paying utility bills or college funds to helping our heroes find purpose, JCS is a family that surrounds and supports the heroes who have sacrificed so much in our service. Learn more and make your donation at chamberlainsociety.org. That's chamberlainsociety.org.
Ryan Maxwell is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM, 49 minutes past the hour. Ryan, go ahead and continue on with that next point you were going to make before I cut you off.
So again, we're just on what things can we do to reduce the chances or prevent these chronic injuries from occurring, chronic overuse injuries. And really, you know, basic things like staying mobile and active. So it doesn't seem like much, but walking 20 minutes a day provides a huge amount of positive health benefits. A lot of people think exercise has to be really arduous and sweaty in order to get some benefit out of it, and that's just not true. You just need about 20 minutes of aerobic activity to improve your metabolic health and reduce your, you know, health factors that are associated with cardiovascular disease. And we know that that kills about 50% of the population. So if 20 minutes of activity a day can drastically reduce your chances, it's a pretty good, you know, risk reward. So, you know, ultimately we know that if you're walking, you're improving your circulation, your body's response to oxygen and the way that you use oxygen to create energy at a cellular level is improved. It's called beta oxidization. And it improves your body's use of glucose. So if you're walking and stimulating these cells, the body's going to be more sensitive to your insulin. And so it's going to manage your blood glucose more efficiently. And why that's important is, you know, the excessive use of glucose in your body or the irregular capacity to utilize sugar because you've compromised your insulin sensitivity can lead to increases in triglyceride and inflammation. And these are the markers that are associated with ultimately heart disease. So it's simply by getting your body's, you know, metabolic systems to be more efficient, by getting about 20 minutes of activity on your body, you drastically increase your body's sensitivity to insulin. And then by extension, it reduces the upstream issues with triglycerides and the potential for increase in inflammation. So 20 minutes, and not to mention that, you know, I thought this was really kind of interesting, and I've shared this before, but if you stay fixed for more than 15 minutes, your muscles will start to adaptively shorten. So there's a little muscle units that make up the muscle, and when they aren't being used, your muscle will resorb the tissue. So it'll actually get rid of what it doesn't use. I thought that was pretty startling. I was like, wow, so if you're sitting, right? You're like, well, so it, and then when you go to stretch, there's nothing to stretch. So there's no material. So that's the thing, is people, they have these adaptively shortened muscles from these prolonged periods of sitting, and then you start stretching, thinking that you can just bring it back to neutral. Well, there's no material to stretch. So it requires that the muscles that oppose the shortened muscle actually get stronger, so that the mechanical pressure of the tension acting on the structure actually will create a cell division, and then the cell will eventually lengthen. That's more of a matter of strength than it is stretching then. So this is why we want people to communicate with a provider or a professional, because they may be doing things like trying to go after a solution. You're like, oh, I'm tightening these shoulders, I'm going to stretch this muscle, and they may actually rip something because it's adaptively shortened, and you know, you don't know that the full range of motion was limited, and it's going to take a little bit more time. So the context of the situation or the solution might be a little bit different than what you believe. So it's good to have some resources to figure out, is this an indefinitely shortened muscle? Is it just hypertonic? Is the body using it more than it should? So it's got a higher neural tone. Is there a structural block because you've got some kind of arthritis at the joint? I mean, these are all the little things that you want to think about. But ultimately, you need to go and figure out what the issue is. Is it a structural thing or a mechanical thing? But you do want to move. So the point is, by moving and walking and getting up on a regular basis, trying to get up and move, trying to position your body in a different way. You may not have that luxury because you're driving, you know, but you can always move your body, get it around. And it's interesting, when we sleep, there's a reflex that will move you every 15 minutes. So it doesn't have to be, you know, excessive or get up and stand and run around, but at least trying to change position or modify your body's posture. And there are repositioning or postural exercises that you can do while sitting that actually support the structure of the spine. And we have video series that actually address those things on our YouTube channel. It's called Design to Move. So I encourage you guys all to go there, including some tips on how to set up your workstation or your seating position when you're behind the wheel. It always goes back to making sure that you're in a neutral spinal alignment and that the appendages are put into a neutral position, trying to get your shoulders and head in line with the body's center of mass. And trying to support them with the structure of the vehicle. So lumbar supports are often used, elbow rests. Sometimes the feet position are modified so that the knees can be bent at a certain angle. So there's some things that can be done to try to put the body in the least amount of stress. It's called protecting the natural carrying angles of the joints, which is essentially positioning the joint structure in a way that's going to put the least amount of wear and tear through the muscles and the structure. And again, it's good to meet with someone who knows how to set that up. It's really quite simple. At the end of the day, it's really just trying to get everything to stack on top of itself so that the body uses some of the compressional structural forces to its advantage. So getting the spine aligned, but you got to make sure the muscles are in balance to do that. So again, exercise or corrective exercise strategies to help support the spine, and then building the structure of the vehicle around you to support the neutrality of the spine. And once again, that could be stuff around the lower back for lumbar support. And again, making sure that the shoulders aren't far forward, so you're not craning forward to grab the wheel or looking forward, craning your neck forward. That can create upper cross imbalances with upper cervical kyphosis. And that's all stuff that's going to lead to neck and shoulder pain, lower back pain. So keeping the back supported is the biggest thing. Making sure that you have your seat adjusted so that your feet are flat on the ground and knees are slightly bent at about 90. You want to make sure that the steering wheel is adjusted so that you're not reaching so far forward to it, that your arms are excessively flexed, because it's a lot of weight on your neck. and then making sure that all the mirrors and attachments are adjusted so that you're not excessively twisting. Again, if you're staying in a fixed hyperextended position for a long period of time, like that upright posture, and then twist a lot, that's not going to be the best. One other thing I want to leave you guys with too, and I know we're getting close to the end here, but when you're sitting for long periods of time, when you get up, it's not a good idea to start lifting heavy things right away. So you get into this this fixed position, and it's called fixotrophic effect. It's a fancy word, but it means that the essentially the scaffolding of the proteins around our muscles get stiff when they stay in a fixed position for a long period of time. And it's actually a built-in tension so that we're more efficient when we move, so we don't have to use mechanical force by actually contracting the muscle. We're actually resting or utilizing the stretch tone of this actual scaffolding around the muscle, so it makes it more efficient for us to move. But the problem is if you stay in a fixed position for long periods of time and that gunk gets all stiff, you're not gonna be able to stretch through it. So when you get up for long periods of time and you feel all stiff and achy, part of the contribution to that is this fixotrophic stretch tension that's mechanically oriented because of these fibers. So what you want to do is move around a little bit. That's why doing like rehearsal movements before doing a big workout. If you guys are familiar with just basic athletic training, you'll do rehearsal sets, which is like a low load variation of what you would do. But you want to move through your body, break down these collagenous, you know, bindings, get some movement and fluidity back into the muscles, and then go in and start lifting heavier loads. It doesn't take much. In fact, some research has shown that doing something as simple as like a 4 or 5 minute warm up before you do your base activity, independent of the activity, is going to drastically reduce your chances of injury. So I know it doesn't seem like much, but little things go a long way.
Absolutely.
And it might be something that'll improve your lifestyle.
Certainly does. My goodness, great information this morning. And Ryan, can you tell our listeners how to get more information on you and the things that you bring to us?
Well, use that YouTube channel. It's free. We've gone over pretty much every single issue we could think of in the body, so we've put it out there. At least it's a segue into learning more about yourself. And if you have questions directly, we do offer those free screenings, and they can check us out at fluidhealthandfitness.com. Or they can email admin at fluidhealthandfitness.com.
All right, Ryan, as always, we certainly appreciate you and thank you so much for all you do, and have a great rest of your week, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Tim. Thanks, buddy.
All right.